Thank you, Rosalie, for that lovely introduction. I will say, in defense of Bonnie and Clyde, that Bonnie is definitely the brains in the operation, and so they are aptly named. It is so nice to be here, and it is so nice to see all these familiar faces, and so nice to see all these unfamiliar faces, the people who have come as you have grown. I have many fond memories of this place, or should I say places, because in fact this congregation has lived in a lot of places. When I started here as the new congregation minister, we were having services in the community center, which is now all boarded up and I think is going to be raised, and the office was above the McKay used bookstore, which meant that I basically lost money working here, because every day on my way up the stairs I would stop in the bookstore. But it was the community center, it was having worship in that community center that has such a powerful memory for me. I tell people now that this congregation used to rise up out of the mist every Sunday morning like Brigadoon, you know, and then disappear again. But it wasn't magic the way it rose up, was it? It was the determined, consistent presence of the people who came week after week and turned that community center into a sanctuary for a couple of hours, putting up the seats, unpacking the hymnals from the trunks of cars before we got closet space, creating a pulpit out of boxes stacked on top of each other, and then draping them artfully with a lovely cloth. And I had to remember not to lean too hard because they would fall over. And then we moved for a while. Do you remember this? To that railroad station depot kind of thing, right? That was an interesting place. It was nice to have more permanent space for meetings and classes. It was not very nice space. There were critters in the walls and ceiling. And I will remind you, Paul already knows what I'm going to say here, about the time that we had our little, our whole lives lesson from two raccoons who, in the great amorousness of spring, crashed through the ceiling, fell onto the piano, broke the stained glass chalice that was sitting there, and then scooted away, saying as they went, "This was not our fault. We're just doing what we do." And then there was the first iteration of this space, which was only less than half, right? Less than half. It was back there. And it was such a creative idea to move into this kind of space instead of looking for something that looked like what someone thought a church would look like. It was non-traditional, it was affordable, and it worked. And then, of course, we had that great moment when we got to take little sledgehammers and break through the wall. Wasn't that fun? What would it be like if we could see each other's pictures of the history that we share? Our reading asks us. That's the shared work of interim ministry. To come to a shared understanding of who you were. What is this congregation's DNA? Who you are, and who you hope to be in the future. I want to paint a picture of one particular piece of history that lives in my mind and heart. It was the start of my 10th year in ministry, and so on In-Gathering Sunday, I got up into the pulpit and I said, in the way I have a tendency to say, "You know, I've been told that after 10 years in the ministry, you've seen everything. So bring it on." Now, I have to tell you that that was September 9th, 2001. As my grandmother used to say, sometimes you learn humility. 2 days later, Flight 77 took off just a stone's throw from here and landed just a stone's throw from our home in Arlington. My memory is of, first of all, our immediate outreach to Muslim neighbors being harassed and threatened, an outreach that created a friendship with the Adams Center that lasted for years. I hope that relationship is still in effect. For some reason, it also led to a spontaneous food collection that next Sunday. I guess people didn't know what to do and they thought, let's bring food. And we ended up bringing more food to the food bank that next week than they had seen in months. Perhaps anticipating without knowing it how local charities would suffer in the months after 9/11, as the 9/11 charities got all the money and local charities suffered. But there's a piece of that story that was more personal. On Wednesday, September 12th, I woke up scared, confused, exhausted, trying to figure out what was the right thing to do, thinking, this is the event by which I will divide my memory before that and after that, like for some of us, the assassination of John Kennedy was. And then there was my dog, Pepper, who was a very enthusiastic dog. He was enthusiastic about the world. He had no idea that September 12th was any different than September 11th. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek entheos, which means the indwelling of God. Enthusiasm is not mindless silliness. It is a deep, abiding belief in the goodness of life. And on September 12th, 2001, although I was exhausted and confused, for Pepper, it was a day like any other. As soon as he heard my footsteps on the stairs, he charged up from his bed, headed straight for the door, wriggled, making it very difficult to get his leash on, and then charged out the door and down the porch steps, just like we do every morning. Oh, those first sniffs at the bushes. Oh, that first whiff of green grass. We walked, as we always did, past the first couple of houses with his nose buried in the delicious smells of the neighborhood. And then as we approached the mini park, he stopped, as he always did, and looked back at me, wagging his tail, giving me that look that said, isn't this great? Can you believe it's all still here? Well, Pepper is long gone. I still miss him sometimes. He didn't know much about terrorism or politics, but he did know a truth, and that is that everything that was right and wonderful about the world the day before September 11th, 2001, was still there the day after. And Pepper is still correct. No matter how many years have passed, no matter who stands in this pulpit, no matter what kind of building you occupy, you are still here, and it is all still here. The vision of a Unitarian Universalist congregation in Loudoun County is still here. Our Soul Matters materials for this month ask us, what does it mean to be a people of memory? To be a people of memory is to remember always that we carry on a legacy left to us by those who came before. And to remember always that you are creating the legacy that will be received by those who come after. At a time when nobody will remember the raccoons, but somebody will remember that every Sunday, like Brigadoon, you rose up out of the mist and became the Unitarian Universalists of Sterling, Virginia, doing what you have always done, gathering in worship, in fellowship, gathering to learn, to create, to pass on something to the children and the children's children. That's who you are. That's who you were. That's who you will always be. I was very grateful for my part of your journey, and I am so very grateful that your journey continues. May it always be so. Amen.